Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We do have the Hall of Fame election announcements Major League Baseball.
The Hall of Fame. I didn't think it could get any dumber and more arbitrary, and yet it just did.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, we'll talk about this. So, David Ortiz.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy got in. First time.
Why is it only him? Is it only him? It's
only him.
That's it.
He's the only one.
So, let me get this right.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens can't get in because of steroids, even though neither one of them never tested positive for steroids, but we all know that they did it. But we kept them out 10 years.
They did do it, though.
They did do it.
You know that.
They absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. But did Ryan Franklin.
But we're keeping them out. Boy, that's the damnedest positive test of all time.
He was popped.
Ryan Franklin.
Little Ryan Franklin.
But Barry Bonds, who's the greatest baseball player of all time. Roger Clemens, who is probably one of the 10 greatest pitchers of all time. And
A-Rod.
A-Rod. So they can't get in.
No.
10 years, they can't get in.
We don't want them
in. But David Ortiz, who did test positive for steroids.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. And
yeah, but he got shot.
And David Ortiz, who clearly had a career arc where he went when he got on steroids. We all know it, just like we do with Clemens and Bonds.
Let's take a look here.
So he gets in on the first time. David Ortiz, because he's a designated hitter, couldn't play anything in the field. But Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens can't get in after 10 years. So this was never about steroids. Just call it what it is. You don't like Bonds and Clemens, and you're trying to come up with a punitive punishment for him. And you love David Ortiz because he's Big Poppy and he's this jovial personality. David Ortiz can't hold Barry Bonds' jock. It's not even close. And he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Bonds after 10 years can't get in when he is without a doubt the best. He is the best player. He has the best numbers.
Here are some numbers of note. So David Ortiz got 77.9% of votes. He needs 75 to get in.
Okay.
Bonds in his final year did climb. He finished at 66%.
Okay.
Roger Clemens finished at 65.2%.
Mm-hmm.
And Curt Schilling, I think, dropped. He's at 58.6.
Okay.
He's also in his 10th and final year. So those three are out.
So Bonds and Clemens will not get into the Hall of Fame.
Unless voted in by the senior committee later.
Yeah, whatever the old-timer thing.
A-Rod in his first year got 34.3%. And the only other first-year guy who's going to stay on the ballot, because you need to have more than 5%, is Jimmy Rollins with 9.4%.
Well, I agree with what you said. I'm tired of this argument because I think it's so simple. In my opinion, has been the same for many, many years, and it is that Pete Rose, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez should all be in the Hall of Fame. But when you put them in the Hall of Fame, just be honest about their story. Why is that so hard? Why do we have to whitewash things or punish? Like, look, I just think they were all great baseball players, and all the other stuff is part of their story, so put it on the plaque.
But this
so when kids walk through the Hall of Fame in 30 years— they can read about how, you know what, Barry Bonds is in here because he was greatness, but he was really controversial, and here's why.
But it's not about, this proves this isn't about steroids.
I'm just saying.
It's just not.
Look, I don't care about, I think the argument is so boring. The Baseball Hall of Fame lost me years ago. If you're not going to put in Pete Rose, and you're not going to put in Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens, true greatness baseball players, then I don't, it's just, I don't even want to argue about it. Like, it's just dumb.
But we're going to put in, but this is the part that bothers me, is because you're leaving them out because of one thing and one thing only.
I'm not leaving them out.
No, they should be in. I'm saying the voters are saying it's because of steroids. But you're putting in known steroid guys. and you're putting in Mike Piazza, and you're putting in Jeff Bagwell, and you're putting in Pudge Rodriguez, and yet
it's a joke.
It's
just a joke.
It's
it is ridiculous. It's absurd, and it's just kind of flown. You know, the Baseball Hall of Fame used to be the one Hall of Fame where it mattered.
Yeah.
You know, and people really cared. I think a lot, they've lost a lot of people with this stuff because it is not, I don't know why they draw this very squiggly moral line with some guys and not with others. It's not the Hall of Great Guys. I mean, guys have been popping. It doesn't matter what era, go all the way back. There's always something. Like guys in the 60s and 70s were popping greenies.
Yeah, Fetterman.
Like they were freaking candy. Yep. Why does that not matter? You know, I mean, booze and, you know, all the stuff from the olden day. Yeah, it's just dumb. It's just all dumb and it's boring. And the Baseball Hall of Fame is stupid. And I wish it wasn't, but it is. And I just don't know why you can't let these great players who have very controversial stories, why you can't let them in and just tell that story. Just own your ass. Yeah. It's not that hard. And by the way, when McGuire and Bonds and these guys were doing this, some of it,
Wasn't against the rules.
It's just unbelievable.
Yep.
So whatever. Bonds was an ass. He was his own worst enemy.
He's still the greatest baseball player of all time.
Right. Pete Rose was the same way. They couldn't get out of their own way. So I get people who don't like them and don't want them in, but I don't think that's what the criteria should be. The criteria should be how the hell good were they at baseball, and those two guys were greatness.
Yep.
Period. And so was Roger Clemens. So it's dumb to even argue anything otherwise. It's just stupid. And now that Poppy gets in, like you said, it just highlights exactly why people are over it and rolling their eyes at it.
Yeah, someone said you can be a roid user or a D-bag, but not both.
That's
true.
This is correct.
The Hall of Fame has now drawn a line. We don't care. You just pick one.
Ty Cobb was awful.
Yes.
Not a murderer, though, we've learned, but awful.
He did kill a guy, right? But then
I don't think so. Didn't we talk about this?
I thought he killed him, and then they said it was like self-defense or something.
Horrible human.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of D-bags in there.
Sure.
You know, so... Yeah. Stupid. So, Poppy, first ballot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.